forgive those who offend me. This has been a Christ Center communication message. I'm Vanessa Danhagarmo, a communications evangelist.
This is full-time Catholic radio for Southeast Michigan, 990 WDEO, Ypsilanti, Detroit. Catholic Connection is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
Welcome to Catholic Connection with Teresa Tomeo, keeping you connected to your faith and your world. Teresa tackles the issues of faith and culture, the pro-life message, and media awareness. And now, here's Teresa Tomeo.
Friend Annie Carto, Catholic singer and songwriter. We're going to dive into the lyrics and what prompted her to write that song and what it means to her now and how the song is being used in many areas as a theme for us to make sure we make a difference in the polls. Come 1 week from tomorrow, they go out there and vote our faith. Also, I want you to think about this beautiful quote from my shepherd in the Archdiocese of Detroit, whose name happens to be Archbishop Alan Vigneron. Many of you are already familiar with him, an amazing leader in the Catholic Church. And he said, God wants his country back, and he needs our help. Now, that beautiful quote from Archbishop Vigneron is actually used in a great book by someone you also know and love, Father John Mercado, one of our hosts here at Ave Maria and EWTN. And Father John uses this quote to launch into some really, really good discussions on being saints every day in his book, Heaven Starts Now. But I love that quote, and my husband actually used it in his homily yesterday. God wants his country back, and he needs our help. How do we do that? We're going to talk about that today, as I mentioned, with Annie Carto toward the end of the program. Also, a very quick newscast to bring you up to date on what's happening. Of course, a big story that broke on Friday after we got off the air was that the FBI Director James Comey reopening the investigation regarding the Clinton emails and her email server. So that's still making news and will continue all the way up to the election and beyond, I'm sure. Lewis Brown will be joining us to talk about religious freedom as we look at the health care issue. He, of course, is from CMF Curo. There's a major event coming up at our nation's capital that he wants to let you know about. We'll give you all the details. Religious freedom attorney Aaron Mercino at 15 minutes past the hour. And then, as I mentioned, we will be chatting with Annie Carto toward the end of the show. Also wanted to mention, I do have another OSV webinar coming up, and this is all about voting and our spirituality. You know, we can't just sit there and shrug our shoulders and say, you know what, this whole thing is just so distasteful and disgusting. Well, no kidding. It's, you know, as Father Mitch has said over and over again, as we've said on this program many times, this is a reflection of our culture. But that doesn't give us an excuse to walk away from voting or from not voting our faith. This is very serious stuff. And so Dr. Pia DeSeleni and I are going to be taking a look at this in this webinar coming up on Wednesday called The Connection Between Voting and Spirituality. Elections Do Have Consequences. We'll be examining what it means to really have a well-formed conscience. What does the Catechism say about voting? What do our church leaders say about voting? How do we look at the issues? And this is going to be a wrap-up, a combination of some of the webinars we've done previously on voting, but then we're also going to be looking at what this says about our souls in terms of, you know, making these decisions. Voting has consequences. Elections have consequences. So that's coming up on my webinar on Wednesday. And you can register by simply going to my Facebook page at Facebook.com/Mrs. Teresa Tomeo. All right, right now, a quick look at the news, and then we're going to chat with our friend Lewis Brown from CMF Curo. Just give you some headlines right now on a Monday morning, October 31st, 2016. Well, the chair of the House Intelligence Committee is saying he does not think the FBI would reopen its investigation into Hillary Clinton's emails unless there had been a serious and substantial development.
I just don't see Director Comey opening this case back up 11 days before the election unless it is quite serious.
Speaking on Fox News Sunday, Republican California Congressman David Nunes addressing FBI Director James Comey's recent announcement that came on Friday that new information is being examined. The news came after the FBI reportedly found new emails from Clinton aide Uma Abedin during an investigation into her estranged husband Anthony Weiner's sexting scandal. Hillary Clinton's campaign chairman John Podesta, meanwhile, wants FBI Director James Comey to explain why he's reopening the investigation into the private email server.
This was an unprecedented action. It broke with a policy of Democratic and Republican Justice Departments. It was done over the advice of senior Justice Department officials.
Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, Podesta saying the announcement was long on innuendo and short on fact. Republican vice presidential candidate Mike Pence says when he talks about the rigged election system with Donald Trump, they talk about how the national media seemed to be in the tank for Democrat Hillary Clinton.
A lot of people in the national media with overwhelming negative coverage of Donald Trump gives the American people the feeling that the national media gets up every day and does half of Hillary Clinton's work for her.
Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, the Indiana governor did not address Trump's claim that the election is being rigged at some polling places. Pence also said that it's an open question about whose fault it was that criminal charges were not sought against Clinton. Earlier this year, after an investigation into her private email server, an investigation, once again, that has now been reopened. In other news, Pope Francis praying for victims of yet another earthquake that struck Italy near the town of Norcia yesterday. The powerful tremor was felt as far away as Rome and Venice. He said, I express my closeness to the people of central Italy. I pray for the wounded and the families that have suffered major damage, as well as for the personnel involved in the rescue efforts and in aiding the victims. The earthquake, by the way, that struck the beautiful Umbrian town of Norcia on Sunday was even stronger, measuring approximately 6.5 on the Richter scale, believed to be the strongest quake in Italy in decades. No deaths have yet been reported, according to Vatican Radio, but a number of people have been gravely hurt. There was widespread devastation, with many buildings already compromised by the earlier quakes suffering severe damage. The Basilica, and this is just heartbreaking because I was just there in June. This is so beautiful there. The Basilica of St. Benedict, built over the birthplace of Saints Benedict and Scholastica, and the nearby cathedral, completely destroyed. It is a Monday morning. It is just about 7 minutes past the hour. On the phone with me this morning is my friend Lewis Brown from CMF Curo. Lewis, you're a busy guy these days.
Yes, but just trying to do what I can do.
Amen.
How
Amen,
are you?
Brother. I hear you. I'm good. Okay, so first let's talk about the big event that you want to let folks know about, because this is very, very important.
Sure. On November 2nd at the Catholic Information Center in Washington, D.C., we're having a press conference on the changing face of healthcare and the 2006 election to talk about Catholic healthcare, healthcare generally right now, the religious freedom challenges that we face as Catholics and generally as people of faith in the United States right now, and how the 2016 election is going to impact that, both on the presidential level and on the congressional level going forward. And we think it's very important. Right now, people of faith, Christians, and in particular Catholics, really need to be thinking about making an informed pro-life healthcare decision as they look at what's my family's healthcare, what do I have as an individual, what do I have as a family, as an employer, what am I providing to my employees, and making sure it's pro-life. And so we want to get that message out that, you know, we as a pro-life people must make pro-life healthcare decisions to transform that culture, but we should also be aware of these serious religious freedom challenges and how we can address it, and also to talk about, on the positive side, the changing face of healthcare, what we see, trends towards community, towards health sharing, towards direct primary care, where people are regaining their relationship with their doctor, where people are relying on the body of Christ to pay for their healthcare and medical needs.
All right, so who's going to be there in terms of the panel, in addition to yourself, that will be addressing these issues?
Sure. Catherine Lopez from National Review, she's moderating
Yay.
The panel.
She's amazing.
She's wonderful,
yep.
And then just mm-hmm. a joy to be around. Dr. Lester Ruppersberger, he's the president of the Catholic Medical Association. He will be with us, as well as Matt Bowman. He's one of the lead attorneys on the HHS
yep.
mandate cases at the Alliance Defending Freedom. We'll also have Dr. Marguerite DeWayne. She's an associate adjunct professor at Georgetown Medical School, was the former medical director for the Spanish Catholic Center for the Archdiocese of Washington, their Catholic Charities. And we're really looking forward to the panel and having as many folks from the national pro-life community, from the Catholic community in Washington, D.C., and other folks to join us to talk about these issues.
Okay, so this is this Wednesday, November 2nd at 10 a.m.
At 10 a.m.
at the Catholic Information Center. Now, how do people register for this if they're in that area?
If they want to come, there's two ways. We have a Facebook invite. They can go to our website and find the invite there. They can go to our Facebook website and find the invite there. They can also email us at info@christmedicus.org, and we'll be posting hopefully some information on our website, which is mycatholichealthcare.com.
All right. So the changing face of healthcare and the 2016 election breakfast and panel this Wednesday in D.C. And on the phone with me is one of the presenters, Lewis Brown from Christ Medicus Foundation, Christus Medicus Foundation, CMF Curo. Let's talk a little bit about this whole issue of religious freedom and healthcare. I'm not sure if a lot of people really understand this big picture. Of course, Bishop Laurie from Baltimore has been speaking about this as head of the religious committee with the USCCB, and just put out a press release last week about a prayer for the nation. There's still, I think, it's a little bit muddied, Lewis. If you talk to people in general, even in the pews, and talk about the HHS mandate, the attacks on the church, people are still associating religious freedom only with worship.
Right, and that's an aspect of it, but there's much more. Our religious freedom is a full expression of who we are as an individual, and that's on Sunday, but it's also when we go to work on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, through Saturday, where we're engaging in commerce, where we're acting as a professional, as an attorney, as a medical doctor, as a teacher in a public school, as a member of a union. It's all aspects of our life are impacted when we talk about who we are as a spiritual being. And so our religious freedom is the full gamut, the full universe of our activities and how we participate as a citizen in this country, and must be respected in all areas that we encounter, whether it's private or public. And so that's very important that we understand our religious freedom, not as freedom of worship merely, but so much more, being truly the freedom of religion. We know that, as Catholics, right, the church essentially started the hospital system. The church essentially started the university system. The church started so much of the advances, or not necessarily started, but advanced so much of what we have within the legal community, so many avenues, so many aspects of who we are as an American people. Currently, now, the systems, the structures are from the reality of what we brought over from Europe and before that through Christianity. And so we have to understand our religious freedom as being so much more than just what we do on Sunday. And it impacts us, what we're able to do and say as a teacher, as a medical professional. It's very important. It's so much more than merely what we do on Sunday.
Because sometimes you mention, the HHS mandate, that whole issue is not over yet. It's not settled, and it's still, making its way through the courts, and people look at you like, what the heck is the HHS mandate?
Right, and so the issue is that we have government regulations that are effectively prohibiting people from practicing their Catholic faith as a private employer, or even mm-hmm. as a diocese or as a Catholic nonprofit. That's very, very serious. Catholic News Report just had a great article about what they're calling the gender identity mandate, where physicians who take Medicare or Medicare patients are now going to be required to perform a practice, their medical profession, consistent with the false ideology of gender identity, and not being able to refuse certain patients for different procedures that may violate their faith because of that growing movement around gender ideology and something that's really divorced from the truths about who we are as a biological sexual.
And that's
being.
Happening in the counseling arenas as well, where in certain
right.
states it's already law, where if you're a counselor, whether you're a psychologist, psychiatrist, or just, let's say, a licensed counselor, you cannot, if someone comes to you and is struggling with their identity, you cannot, their gender identity, you cannot recommend to them, there are options for you. This is how you're created if you're a Catholic, counselor. And so the same thing's happening in that arena as well.
Right, and so, the issue here is that the government, there's many good things that the government does at a state, a local, federal level, so there's many good things, but unfortunately, especially within the area of healthcare, whether it's an employer that's trying to provide healthcare to their employees, or whether it's a doctor who's trying to practice and care for other folks consistent with their faith, the government is saying in those areas right now, they're saying you have to make a choice. You can come with us and comply with the law, or and violate your faith, or we're going to punish you for being consistent with your faith. And that's happening over and over and over again. And this election is going to have serious repercussions for that. The reality of whether we have a pro-life senator and a pro-life Senate and a pro-life Congress and a pro-life White House administration, that's really going to impact what we see, because over the last 8 years, the gates have been torn down in terms of religious freedom, mm-hmm. and we will see over the next 4 years whether that's going to be flooded or whether we can restore those gates to protect religious freedom.
Well, thanks so much for coming on and for reminding us of this really good seminar that's coming up this week in D.C. And again, give us a website for information
if
folks are in the
area. Sure, they can go to mycatholichealthcare.com.
Okay, mycatholichealthcare.com. Lewis Brown, one of the presenters. He's from, of course, CMF Curo, the Christ Medicus Foundation, speaking on the changing face of healthcare in the 2016 election. Will be moderated, emceed by our good friend, Catherine Jean Lopez from National Review, and you've also seen and heard her quite frequently here on EWTN. It's this Wednesday in our nation's capital, the Catholic Information Center, and that's in Washington, D.C., of course. And, Lewis, thanks so much, and this is a great segue to our next discussion with Aaron Messino on religious freedom. God bless you, and all the best with your webinar or your seminar this week.
Thank you. God bless you, Teresa.
Thanks, Lewis. And I misspoke and said webinar. This is a seminar, but there's also a webinar that I'm doing. Now, the good news is if you're in D.C. and you want to attend this event on Wednesday or any other event, you can do so because you can actually register for the webinar and then go back and listen to it later. But we do need you to register for my webinar, which, again, you can go back. You can listen to it live or you can go back later. This particular event in D.C., is a live D.C., is a live event in the nation's capital, the changing face of healthcare in the 2016 election. More on religious freedom and why elections have consequences. Religious freedom attorney Aaron Messino up next on a Monday morning. We'll be right back.
Catholic Connection is brought to you in part by the Ave Maria Mutual Funds. The Ave Maria Mutual Funds offer equity and fixed income mutual funds that can combat today's low interest rates that harm many long-term investment plans. Ave Maria Mutual Funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Their portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. To learn more, the number is toll-free, 1-866-AVE-MARIA, or visit AveMariaFunds.com. This program underwritten by Summit Entertainment.
From director Mel Gibson.
I'm sorry, Sergeant. I can't touch a gun.
You are free to run into battle without a single weapon to protect yourself. Comes the true story of one hero.
While everybody else is taking life, I'm going to be saving it.
Who saved 75 soldiers.
You'll have to trust me.
Without a weapon.
I'm scared.
Come on, stay with me. I'm going to get you home.
Hacksaw Ridge. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parents. In theaters Friday.
This Ave Maria radio program is underwritten in part by Visiting Angels. Many people are wondering how they can care for older family members who cannot fully care for themselves. Visiting Angels provides compassionate home visits even up to 24 hours per day, and you may select your caregiver. Visiting Angels assist adults nationwide to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Their caregivers provide help in hygiene, meals, and light housework. Visiting Angels is online at visitingangels.com. Visiting Angels, America's choice in home care.
Catholic Connection is underwritten in part by Charity Mobile. Communication is critical. And in today's world, your cellular service is your lifeline to family and friends. Ave Maria Radio and Charity Mobile are partners in communicating the most important message of all, the good news of Jesus Christ. Charity Mobile is a provider of cellular LTE phones and service and has been a proud supporter of Ave Maria Radio and other pro-life causes for more than 10 years. More information at CharityMobile.com. Charity Mobile. Charity begins at phone.
She's an absolute dynamo. Her name is Erin Messino, and she is the Senior Legal Counsel with Great Lakes Justice Center, a division of Salton Lake Global, and she's based in the Michigan area. And I don't know if you recall the stories I shared last year when Aaron Messino and I were chosen to be part of a panel on a program called Let It Rip, which is on one of our local TV stations here. And she and I were chosen to represent Catholics and other Christians regarding the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. And if you recall the huge, huge brouhaha over that last year and how the whole thing was just blown out of proportion by the media. Imagine that. I'm shocked and appalled. And so we were brought on the this show and this panel to discuss this issue. And I was listening to Erin, just watching her go to town on this topic and just saying, you know what, I'm just going to sit back and let her do all the talking because she's amazing. And she is amazing, and she's out there on the front lines fighting many, many cases for religious liberty. And so we're going to talk about that this morning in light of the election coming up this next week. And I just heard Erin give another fabulous talk in the Detroit area just about, well, a week ago yesterday. Good to see you again, at least on the radio. Erin, how are you, sweetie? Good morning.
Oh, I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Hanging in there, sister, as we were saying during the break. Interesting times. Okay, what are you seeing in terms of religious freedom or lack thereof in our country these days?
Well, I'm witnessing the scorched earth departure of the Obama administration. It's very frightening, the administrative regulations that they're trying to pass before leaving office, the executive orders, the report on religious freedom that came out. It's very frightening how they want to strip away our religious freedom.
One of the things that you focused on last week, which a lot of people have not heard about because it's one of those stories that is not covered unless you're listening to us or maybe other Christian or maybe some conservative talk shows, is the U.S. Civil Rights Commission or Commission on Civil Rights, and how they basically boxed us into a corner and said the term, I'm paraphrasing, but I think this is pretty close, the term religious freedom is code word for discrimination, Islamophobe, homophobe, and on and on and on.
Yes, the briefing report actually said that from the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights. I mean, this is an organization that should be protecting our civil liberties, and instead it's now a battle for religious freedom for Christians, and they've singled out Christians specifically, saying that Christianity is now code word for, as you said, Islamophobia, for homophobia, all of these other phobias, which is just blatantly untrue. And thank goodness you are out there reporting this, because no other media outlets are, and you always do such a tremendous job of reporting the news as is instead of giving this skewed point of view and just feeding the public little tidbits, which is what the mainstream media is doing with this.
Well, we're all trying to do our part here at Ave Maria and EW10 and all of our amazing affiliates across the country, but sometimes we feel like it's a drop in the bucket, because even though we have our outreach is growing, we're still a niche market. And again, even most people in the pews, Erin, are not familiar. And I was just talking about this with Lewis Brown, with phrases such as, well, are you aware of the HHS mandate? Are you aware of the different attacks on religious freedom? Or do you even know about this, you know, report from the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights? And most people look at you with blank stares. They have no idea.
Yes. I mean, this came out on September 7th, and in the past, you know, 2 months, there's been reporting by you. And, I mean, in the mainstream media, there hasn't been any sort of talk about this at all. And this is such a controversial report where the federal government is coming out and saying, okay, we want to take away your religious freedom. We want to restrict it, where you can't actually have religious conduct, so you can't act in accordance with your religious beliefs. You can only hold your religious beliefs within, you know, your own heart, but you can't actually do anything in accordance with them. I mean, this is something that's shocking. It's controversial, and it should be discussed.
How are we to look at this in light of the election? Of course, we can't endorse party or candidates, and I know that you can't either, but how are we to, as concerned Christian voters, and more specifically Catholic voters, look at this and connect the dots, and also help other people connect the dots in this area? Because now we're seeing religious freedom by many in the church being called the sixth non-negotiable, adding it in with, of course, the core life issues and marriage and embryonic stem cell research and cloning.
Yes. Well, I mean, everything that the Obama administration is doing at the tail end of this scorched earth departure that I call it, these are all executive actions that can be undone. So this is all something that if the party changes who is in office, then these are things that can be undone quite easily, actually. So when you look at administrative regulations, these are executive agencies making these rules. And right now they have issued the transgender mandate, where they're forcing anyone receiving federal funding to conduct sex change operations. Even
yeah, Lewis Brown just mentioned that as it relates to health care.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
And the HHS mandate, that is still being revised. So that is something that is not finalized now, and the administration, I'm sure, will finalize it before they're leaving. But that's something that can be undone. So the president will appoint someone else in charge of Health and Human Services, and whomever is in charge of Health and Human Services can then issue their own rule that protects religious freedom. So that can easily be done with a change of power. Forced funding for Planned Parenthood. The administration came out with an administrative regulation forcing states who have legislatively defunded Planned Parenthood now to fund Planned Parenthood, and even though it's an abortion provider and our nation's largest abortion provider, and it's illegal to fund abortion with federal money. They're now forcing these states to fund Planned Parenthood, which is completely ridiculous and illegal. But again, that's an administrative regulation that can easily be changed with a change of power. All of the different executive orders can easily be changed, rescinded. When you look at the executive order that was...
Hang on one second. We'll take a break, and then we'll come back, and we'll pick this up, Erin. Sorry to interrupt you, sweetie, but we have a satellite break that we have to get to. We're chatting with Erin Russino, Senior Legal Counsel, Division of Salt and Light Global, and she's with the Great Lakes Justice Center in Michigan. If you have a question, 877-573-7825, 877-573-7825. We'll be right back.
This is Lewis Brown, director of CMF Curo, a Catholic healthcare ministry that provides an affordable Catholic healthcare option nationwide. We have come to a unique time in our history. Healthcare costs are rising, and our religious freedom is being challenged. CMF Curo empowers you to live the new evangelization in your healthcare. Visit our website for more information about CMF Curo. Go to cmfcuro.com. That's cmfcuro.com. Christian caring, Christian sharing.
Food for the Journey's Sister Ann Shields on the struggles of compromising that leads to a failure of growing with the Lord.
Brothers and sisters, you really can make decisions that bring clarity. Don't just live with the status quo. Don't just say, well, this is the kind of person I am. These are my strengths, these are my weaknesses. It's fine to say that. But so many of us, I think, feel like, well, this is the way I've always been, or this is my personality, or whatever. To excuse ourselves from confronting, am I really following the Lord, or do I have my feet in two different camps, the world and God, the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of the earth? Do I have my two feet in one place, or am I straddling? And if I'm straddling, you're always going to compromise. You're always going to try to find a way through that salves your conscience, but in fact, you're trying to serve two masters. And it won't work. So I want to urge you to take a look. Don't just listen to these readings and say, oh, I should think about this sometime. Think about it today.
Sister Ann Shields gives you food for the journey, weekday mornings at 6:45 and again at 11:30 on 990 Ave Maria Radio.
Just want to encourage you to go to our homepage at EWTN.com. And Dan Burke mentioned this on Friday. Also, the National Catholic Register has great resources. And right on the homepage of our big Facebook page at EWTN, where we have almost a million followers now, there's a great graphic that says, are you prepared to vote? And you can link on that, and there's all kinds of really great resources. So again, there's no excuse not to be an educated voter, especially educated on our Catholic faith when we go to the polls, God willing, 1 week from tomorrow for what I think has been, Aaron and I were talking about this during the break, it's just been the craziest election season, but also this is the most important election we've ever seen in our lifetime. 877-573-7825, chatting with attorney Erin Russino, senior legal counselor for Great Lakes Justice Center, and she is handling many major cases on religious freedom. There is a connection between elections, consequences, and our religious freedoms. And Erin, you and I were talking during the break about helping people understand the pullback and look at the big picture and connect the dots as to why this is such a huge issue. Let's say somebody says, you know what, this really is not going to affect me. I'm just going to live my life. go to church, raise my family. Why should I really be all that concerned about religious freedom? What would you say to them?
It most certainly will affect you. I mean, there's so many different issues that are pending right now. So right now we're at a crossroads where our nation can turn in the right direction or it can turn in the wrong direction. And when it turns in the wrong direction, if it does, then it's going to affect every single citizen in this country. It's a fallacy to even think, okay, I'm just going to stay home and nothing's going to affect me. It will, because the fabric of our culture is changing, and it's changing very rapidly. We are in a state of triage every day right now. And so if you don't act, then we'll face the consequences. There's simply no way to avoid it.
I think we can start with our tax dollars and the way they're used. Already, Planned Parenthood gets half a billion of our tax dollars every single year to do what they do, and they're the largest abortion provider in the country. And then you mentioned, knocking down these other very well-established measures, including the Hyde Amendment, which prevented, still at this point, but prevented, federal funds from being used for abortions. But we're going to end up paying even more for abortions.
That's right. And the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights actually has that as one of their stated goals, is that they want to reverse the Hyde Amendment. So they want our federal funding to go to abortion. And our system is set up where there can be some abuse of power and there's checks and balances. But what we're seeing here is that there's such an abuse of power in the executive branch. And it is the executive branch who is appointing also the judges. So there can't be abuse of power in two branches at the same time, the executive and the judicial branch. So if we have an unconstitutional administrative regulation or an unconstitutional executive order, when you get to the judge who is appointed by the president, and that judge is more of a political activist than someone who will follow the rule of law, then that judge is going to uphold the unconstitutional executive order or administrative regulation, and then we're stuck with it. And so that's why all of these vacancies in the Supreme Court are very frightening, because if you have a president who's appointing judges that are pro-abortion, and not just pro-abortion, but pro-late-term abortion, pro-partial birth abortion, then that's what we're going to have for our country. We're going to have innocent children being killed when they're partially born. That was a decision by the Supreme Court, a 5-4 decision in Gonzalez versus Carhart in 2007. So you actually had four justices on the Supreme Court saying that it was okay to kill an infant when part of the infant was born and part of it was not. I mean, it's just shocking, but that's what we're going to see from the Supreme Court if a president who has those views is allowed to appoint the justices.
We already have, and a lot of people don't even realize this, because many people I've come across, even in the pro-life movement at various events, don't realize that Roe v. Wade gave us abortion through 9 months of pregnancy, and we right now have just about 5 states that perform abortions, late-term abortions, and most people aren't even aware of that.
That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, when you look at what the Supreme Court has done, it was the Supreme Court that took prayer and God out of schools. It's the Supreme Court that takes, the Ten Commandments out of the public square. It's the Supreme Court that decided there was this constitutional right to abortion. And you're right, in Roe versus Wade, it was all 9 months. In Doe versus Bolton, the companion case, it said, in cases of health for the mother. And what a fallacy that is as well. I mean, a late-term abortion takes 2 to 3 days to perform to kill the child in the mother's womb. That's not a health emergency. That's killing a human being. If you're in a hospital and the doctor says, okay, we need to kill your child, then you really need to run out of that hospital, and you may not even be in a hospital at all. I mean, there's no instance where there's an emergency, and for the health of the mother, the child must be killed. I mean, that's simply not true, but that's what the Supreme Court allowed in Doe versus Bolton. And, so many different instances where the Supreme Court has decided something that's not in the Constitution, not in our 27 amendments to the Constitution, but something that is judicially created. When you look at gay marriage, that was a 5-4 decision. And that's where the Supreme Court looked at the Constitution and said, you know what, we're going to create a fundamental right to marriage that previously did not exist in this manner at all. The Supreme Court approved the Affordable Care Act in a 5-4 decision where the Supreme Court said, okay, you know what, we're going to say that it's constitutional to force American citizens to purchase health insurance. There's so many different cases where it's a 5-4 decision, and the decision of the Supreme Court drastically changes the laws in our country.
Yeah. I also just, what you said earlier about the transgender agenda, something came to mind, and it must have been the Holy Spirit, because I'm not that smart. There's a woman who approached me last week in Cleveland. I was giving a talk on media bias and discerning media messages in an election and beyond. And she told me that her son is struggling with this whole gender identity issue, and she was very troubled because she cannot find a good counselor that is going to basically listen to this young man and give him advice from a Catholic or a Christian perspective, that you don't have to buy into this, what you're going through, because lots of kids are questioning a lot of things when you're that age. She said she's just searching all over the place, and she can't find in her area, so I directed her to a few different resources, someone who was going to be honest about this and really listen to the frustrations that her son has right now. And I think, who knows, I didn't have time to talk to her because there was a long line and I was signing books, if those particular counselors or psychologists have been pressured by their own local governments not to make this real honest type of counseling available.
Yes, and we've seen policies enacted by the different school boards where they restrict what counselors can say to the students. So they basically force the counselor to give a pro-transgender counseling to the student. And if you don't, then it's against the policy.
Right, and more that's going to happen. Erin, we're out of time. Thank you so much for your great work. Keep it up.
Thank you so much. Oh, you're wonderful. God bless you.
You too, and stay strong. Erin Messino, Religious Freedom Attorney. When we come back, continuing our discussion, and we'll try to get to your calls as well, Annie Carto, a beautiful song to motivate you for this election and beyond. Rise up, O people. We'll be right back on a Monday morning on EWTN. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Reno Frazetta with Smart Money Financial. Do you have a life insurance or annuity policy that's come to be neglected? I've been amazed lately at what comes up when I review these for people. Incorrect beneficiaries, spouses that are not included on annuities when they clearly should have been, fees that are double or triple what they were told, and performance that's just unacceptable. I'm getting the sense that this is way more common than I thought, and these plans are just too important to our families. So from now until the end of the year, I'll review up to 3 of your life or annuity contracts for only $197, so you can feel good again about owning them and be confident that they're up to date and that you've done your due diligence to protect your family. I'll help you make any adjustments or corrections if things aren't right, and if necessary, help you find a replacement. Give me a call at 248-468-4401 or contact me at smartmoneyvillage.com.
Advisory services offered through Prosperity Capital Advisors, a registered investment advisor. What keeps us from believing in miracles? Scientific proof? Lack of faith? Do you know at every Mass we witness the greatest miracle of all? On November 19th, join Branches Catholic Ministries at the Scotiabank Convention Center in Niagara Falls, Ontario. Regenerated 2016 will address modern-day Eucharistic miracles, mystical events, and the scientific evidence behind them. Are these signs from God to help our unbelief? Get tickets at branchesoftheword.org and see for yourself.
Be sure to tune in to Power from the Pews with your host, Peggy Stanton, a show spotlighting the dynamic activities of committed Catholic laity whose ministries are making a real difference in their parishes and society. Power from the Pews can be heard Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 9:30 a.m. only on Ave Maria Radio.
Connection, the beautiful voice of Annie Carto, 877-573-7825. You know her as an amazing vocalist, but she's also a powerful speaker. I've spoken with her at many events and highly recommend her for your parish or your local retreat or event. How you holding up there, sister?
Oh, T, I'm battle ready, like all the other Christians. I'm trying to be battle ready, and I found this great site this morning on the Minnesota Catholic. It's mncatholic.org, and they have a wonderful 9-day novena prayer, and each day they have something different related to our faith in the election, and today is life and bioethics. So
ooh,
if we could start with this prayer to Our Lady of Guadalupe.
Sure.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Virgin Mary, patroness of America, please prepare our hearts as we take part in this year's elections. Help us to humbly receive the wisdom of the Church and to accept the importance of her teachings in our lives and voting decisions. Guide us as we choose leaders who will best uphold the common good and the dignity of all. In your Son Jesus' name, amen.
That is beautiful. Now, where is that again?
That's at the Minnesota Catholic, mncatholic.org.
Well, you know, the bishop, the archbishop in Minnesota, of Minneapolis, St. Paul, is an amazing archbishop, Archbishop Hebda. He's a sweet, dear man who used to be the bishop of Gaylord, Michigan, very big supporter of Catholic radio around the country, a good, good man. So thanks be to God for him speaking out. I don't know if you saw this letter, Annie, from another wonderful bishop. This is in the New York area, Long Island area, Rockville Center. And he actually did a great, he did a letter and then he did a whole document called When a Catholic Votes. And this has been added to my resources on my homepage at teresatomeo.com. But he does a great job of talking and connecting the dots for us in terms of the life issues. He says, a human person made in the image and likeness of God is the ultimate measure of what is good or bad, right or wrong. Every person is sacred and has inherent rights which political leaders must protect and serve. Those who do not are unworthy of our vote. Then he goes on to close the letter with three very important questions. I'm going to be talking about this in my webinar on Wednesday. Do you think our country is going in the right direction? Right direction or wrong direction? And he says he believes it's going in the wrong direction. He says, if I am right, then one of two candidates running for president, of all the candidates running for elective office, whether federal, state, or local, which ones will continue, as you said, to lead us in the current direction, or which will more likely restore justice in those areas that cry out for such a restoration? Which ones are willing to lead us in a direction that is more pro-life, more pro-family, and more pro-truth? Which ones will recognize and respect the role of religion in our lives, of the citizens of the Church's right to mediate the truths of the gospel and the Church's teaching as part of the public life of our country in public ministries such as health care, which we've been discussing, education, and charitable works, without being forced to adopt and facilitate those cultural practices that are not consistent with Church teaching? And this is signed by the Bishop of Rockville Center, New York, Bishop Murphy. And so it's a really good letter, and then I'm also posting this on my Facebook page. But these are great questions. The prayer and the prayer that you gave us is a great way to reflect going into this election. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, it is. And on their site, too, I liked, Teresa, what it said about, it said, stop complaining and start praying. You know, there's a poem, a really short poem that I read over the weekend by G.K. Chesterton, the great writer. And it's called The Babe, the Unborn. And listen to this. This is the unborn, the preborn speaking.
And this is Chesterton, the great philosopher, poet, journalist, Catholic convert, humorist.
And I quote, they should not hear a word from me of selfishness or scorn. If only I could find the door, if only I were born.
Wow.
And I was reflecting on this at morning mass. I was with Dr. Brian Thatcher, founder of Eucharistic Apostles of the Divine Mercy. We were doing a day of reflection of Divine Mercy in Washington, Missouri over the weekend. And I was at morning mass reflecting on this, about the holy doors, this being, you know, the year of mercy ending and the holy doors. And I remembered the Marian Fathers saying that the Hebrew word for mercy is hesed. And it also means womb of a woman. And that should be the most sacred, holy place. And the door of the womb is so holy because It receives life, and it brings forth life. And the Lord just opened that thought to me through the Holy Spirit, and I thought, wow, those holy doors are being pillaged. The door of the womb is being pillaged by the instruments of evil through abortion. And we need to stand up. And this is the time. You know, we've been praying rosaries, we've been going to daily mass, and now we're battle ready. Why do you think all this has come about? The Lord wants us to defend our faith. Today, Pope Francis has asked for an international prayer for the persecuted Christians in Syria who are losing their life every single day for their faith. Yeah. And we can't quit complaining because we don't like a particular candidate who is a pro-life, who has the pro-life ticket. So we need to remember our brothers and sisters that are dying daily for their faith. And we have to speak up. All of our holy fathers have told us we have a responsibility. Pope Benedict Emeritus says, and I quote, "We all have a responsibility to offer public witness to our faith, especially with regard to the great moral issues of our time, respect for God's gift of life, the protection of human dignity, and the promotion of authentic human rights." And I love, you know, when German Lutheran pastor Dietrich Bonhoeffer was being hauled off to be executed, you know, he was the one that dared to resist Hitler's regime. He spoke before he was executed saying, quote, "Silence in the face of evil is evil itself."
Yeah.
God will not hold us guiltless.
And that's what I was trying to say, too. Yes. This is very serious. Mm-hmm. Elections have consequences, not only for our country, but for our souls. Let me pull this quote from the Catechism, by the way, and this is 2240. "Submission to authority and co-responsibility for the common good make it morally obligatory to pay taxes, exercise the right to vote, and to defend one's country." I don't know how it can be more clearer than that. And I've heard many people say, you know what, I'm just so disgusted, I'm sitting this one out.
Mm-hmm. No, we have a moral responsibility to speak up, and we will be held responsible. You know, we have to defend our faith. This is our time. This time now, God has given to each one of us. You know, this is our time to take that rosary, that sword of the Spirit, the Word of God, to dive into our Catholic teachings, and to get out there and do battle. You know, like the one priest that you posted on your site, I'm sorry I can't recall his name, but he's
Father John Lankett from the Diocese of Phoenix.
Yes.
I think that was it, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. This is the time for courage, T. This is the time for courage. And, you know, the prophet Ezra in the Old Testament, when he was giving a pep talk to the Israelites when they returned to their homeland after their exile, after all the devastation they had been through, he says, "Rise up, take courage, and do it." Rise up, take courage, and do it. So the song that I was inspired to write was actually inspired by my husband, Dave. And, you know, we went through a year of just, you know, like the rest of the country, thinking, we're in such a moral decline. You know, God help us. And as a songwriter, Dave kept saying, "Honey, write something." But everything I write was on scraps of paper and nothing seemed to work. I have to say it was one of the hardest songs I've ever written. And it was just very difficult. And I've experienced some spiritual warfare.
No, I'm shocked, really. I have no idea of what you're speaking. None.
I know. Yeah, oh, you who are on the front lines with your
Pardon
Italian
my sarcasm.
Voice.
Sarcasm.
No, T, I thank you, and I thank all of Catholic Radio, and I thank our priests and bishops for saying yes.
Mm-hmm.
My pastor, my local pastor, said yes to a holy hour that I organized along with my friend.
Hey, so did mine. I just had my local pastor, my pastor of our parish, on this morning in the local hour where he's going to have a mass for the election, and
good.
Then he's going to be having adoration all night long. Yeah, we're having a big event at St. Isaac's, yeah, in the Archdiocese of Detroit. Listen, we have to take a break, and we come back. I'm going to play a little bit more of the song.
Okay.
And then also, if you would like Annie to speak at your event, really consider it. She's amazing. She can do both. The music, right, leads you in worship, but also in great prayer and great teaching. AnnieCarto.com, K-A-R-T-O. And if you want a copy of the CD that features this beautiful song, Rise Up, all the information is at her website. She's been seen on EWTN. of course, on Backstage, and she's been with me on this program and many others here on EWTN Radio and Television. The song is Rise Up, and we're asking all of you to rise up. Be not afraid, as Jesus and John Paul II always tell us. We'll be right back on a Monday.
High school juniors and seniors, college seniors and graduates, you're invited to the Ave Fall Fest Saturday, November 19th, hosted by Tom Monahan at Domino's Farms in Ann Arbor. Learn about the incredible Ave Maria University Michigan Scholarship of $7,000 per year over 4 years and the generous Ave Maria School of Law Michigan Toledo Full Tuition Scholarship. Meet admission counselors and enjoy dinner, Sunday bar, and giveaways, all for free with registration at AveMariaFoundation.org.
Does the fourth commandment only order us to honor our father and our mother? According to the Catholic Catechism, it also obliges us to give honor and respect to all whom for our good God has vested with his authority. Respecting the fourth commandment, says the Catechism, brings its own reward, not only with spiritual fruits, but temporal benefits of peace and prosperity. Whereas failure to observe the commandment brings harm to individuals and communities. We are reminded that marriage and the family is ordered to the good of the spouses and the procreation and education of children. The Catechism states a man and a woman united in marriage together with their children is what forms a family. God instituted the human family when he created man and woman and instructed them to increase and multiply. This is Peggy Stanton, and this has been the Order of Malta's Minute with the Catechism.
If you've enjoyed Father John Ricardo's gift of teaching and preaching in the past, his new book, Heaven Starts Now, is the book for you. In his inspiring and incisive way, Father John addresses the obstacles we all face in becoming mature disciples. How do we learn to forgive? How do we combat fear and understand suffering? How do we worship the Lord, love others, and surrender our lives to God? How do we become saints day by day? Order online at AveMariaRadio.net under the store tab. That's AveMariaRadio.net under the store tab.
People from my friend, singer, songwriter, and speaker, Annie Carto, K-A-R-T-O, AnnieCarto.com. Annie, I don't know if you heard the quote I had from my wonderful Archbishop, Archbishop Vigneron, but he said, God wants his country back and he needs our help. I love that. Isn't that the best?
He wants us to rise up and stand together, absolutely. And, you know, in the Faithful Citizens document that the U.S. bishops put out with the five non-negotiables, which you've spoken about so beautifully, for a while now, T, there's a quote that I love, and it's this. Those who knowingly, willingly, and directly support public policies or legislation that undermine fundamental moral principle cooperate with evil. So we don't have an excuse anymore. And, you know, I love the theme of the Pro-Life March this year. It's the power of one.
And
Helen Keller, who we all loved and grew up with, who was born blind and mute, speaks in her biography, and I quote, I am only one, but still I am one. I cannot do everything, but still I can do something.
Right.
And because I cannot do everything, I will not refuse to do something that I can do.
Amen. Amen. Well, with that, Annie, we're going to wrap things up because I want to give more time for people to hear the beautiful lyrics in this powerful song, Rise Up, All People. And Annie Carto can be found at AnnieCarto.com, K-A-R-T-O. Also, I want to remind you, tomorrow we are off for the Holy Day, but we have a special program for you that we pre-recorded with Steve Ray all about the saints, of course, being All Saints Day. And don't forget to register for the free webinar all about voting and spirituality, touching upon many of the issues we discussed this morning. on religious freedom, on connecting the dots, and helping us make a very, very well-formed decision at the polls 1 week from tomorrow. All of our resources at EWTN.com, NCRegister.com, also on my Facebook page at Teresa Tomeo, Mrs. Teresa Tomeo, Facebook/Mrs. Teresa Tomeo, and I've put together a whole list of resources on my homepage at TeresaTomeo.com. Go out there, rise up, be not afraid, coraggio, or courage, as we would say in Italiano. Ciao, ciao. Have a blessed Monday. We'll talk to you on Wednesday. Have a beautiful All Saints Day, and get to Mass and pray for our country. Remember, as my Archbishop said, God wants our country back, and he needs our help. We'll talk to you live again on a Wednesday. Here's Annie Carto.
Listening to Catholic Connection with Teresa Tomeo. Catholic Connection is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Our producer is Andrew Kruchek. For copies of this program or for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net. That's AveMariaRadio.net. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for another edition of Catholic Connection.
Would you like a copy of this program? If you miss a part of this program or want to hear it again, Ave Maria programming can be made yours when you order. Just call 734-930-4506. Within a few weeks, you'll receive a copy of this show and any others you want to order on CD. Call 734-930-4506.
This is Lavinia Spirito for Catholic Way Bible Study. In Acts 1:8, Jesus tells the disciples to go back to Jerusalem. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem. The word translated as power is also the root for our word for dynamite. Jesus is promising an explosive power that will enable us to witness to the nations and live a powerful Christian life. That same powerful Holy Spirit is received in baptism and confirmation. As baptized and confirmed Catholics, we already have all we need to live life through the power of the Holy Spirit. If we remove the obstacles of our own understanding and lack of preparation and move with the Holy Spirit into the mission He has given us, we will change the world.
Catholic Way Bible Study. Peace, power, purpose. Find out more at cwbs.org.
Hi, I'm Peggy Stanton, and I'm inviting you to join me on Power from the Pews when I interview the people who are engaged in remarkable ministries that are making a real difference in their parishes and the world. That's this Saturday at 11 a.m.